Martin, first of all the lads are back in training now. What are these first few days all about? Is there a lot of running involved and a lot of fitness work at this time of year?
There is a bit, yeah. I mean, the players have come back in really good shape. I think players tend to nowadays really look after themselves in the summer. Everyone's come back at very good fitness levels, kept the body in good shape. So from that side of things, the conditioning part of it, it's just a case of getting us back used to playing football, really. So we're doing a bit of running, back into the bit of ball work, but just making sure that kind of the long kind of 5-6 weeks till the start of the season, just make sure everyone's ready.
You had a chance to work with Johnny Nelson yesterday. What did he get the lads doing?
It was excellent. Actually, really, really enjoyed it. I think all the boys did. It was a good change for us to do something different. And he came in and it was fantastic, really. We did a bit of a circuit. He brought his conditioning people in. So we did a bit of a circuit that they would tend to do. And then had a bit of a sparring match with him, which kind of consisted of a one-sided sparring match where we were allowed to hit him, but he didn't really hit us much. So that was quite useful. But it was hard work, I think. Something different, something the boys aren't used to doing, and really enjoyable.
Probably for the best that Johnny didn't hit anybody, I guess. But I mean, how does the boxing training compare to maybe some of the football work? Because a few of the players have been going on Twitter this morning admitting there were a few aches and pains.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Yeah, very different. I mean, it's different specifics for what kind of training you do. It's short and all power-based in the boxing world. And obviously upper body as well, more so than the legs. So I think the boys are feeling their upper bodies around down the side, the lats and the biceps today. But it was different, but it was really good fitness work as well. So I'm sure we got a lot out of it.
You're heading off to Burton, I believe, for the next few days. Then I think you've got a behind closed doors game. I mean, even at this early stage, is it a competitive atmosphere around the squad?
Yeah, it always is. I mean, the footballers naturally are competitive. They're competitive every time you go out and train, either it's just a small box or small-sided game, or if it's a full 11-a-side, everyone likes to win. So, I mean, we know what it takes. I'm sure that the coaches will tell us that they don't really want... you don't want to pick up injuries this time of the season, but you also have to make sure you're prepared for the season when it starts. And that's from the first day you're back in. And we've got, a few days training, and then we'll have a good game on Saturday and hopefully get a lot out of it.
This is a big summer for Sheffield Wednesday, isn't it? I mean, after staying up last year, it's vital, I suppose, to kick on.
It is, yes. Yeah. I mean, we did second half of the season. We're really short what we could do. Sorry, just very noisy car going past there. We really showed what we could do. We showed we could compete, which was very important. With the teams at the top as well, we put some really good performances in. So, like you say, we need to kick on now, and that's a case of whatever the manager does in the transfer market and the players that are at the club really stepping up from last year, using that experience from the Championship for the ones who haven't played there before, and really kind of moving on. And I'm sure we'll be a better team next year. I think everyone believes that, and the boys have come back in good confidence for that.
Does it help that there is a familiarity between the squad? Because I know that there are going to be new faces coming in, but a lot of the out-of-contract players re-signed, and you do get teams these days where there may be a great big turnover with, I don't know, maybe 5 to 10 players moving on, 5 or 10 coming in. But at Sheffield Wednesday, it seems like the bulk of the squad last year is still there.
It is, yeah. I mean, come back in for the first day of pre-season, exactly the same boys that were there last year, which is great. It's that continuity is excellent. Everyone knows each other. Everyone knows each other's game. I mean, I'm sure there'll be changes. Do you know what I mean? That happens over the course of the pre-season and first few weeks of September. That goes without saying. It always happens at football clubs. But on the whole, like you say, there's not been a huge turnaround, which should keep us in good stead. Really, I mean, there was a lot of players brought in last year who maybe the first time in the Championship. So it's a case of using a year to bed in, a year to get used to it, which they did. I mean, the performances and the results for the season just got better and better. So that's got to give us great hope for coming into the new season.
How do you approach this summer? Because I think it's fair to say that you perhaps didn't play as often as you would have liked last season, but do you just put that behind you now and get on with things?
Yeah, you have to. I mean, from my opportunity, I can look at it like that I should have a lot of my legs really coming into the season because I didn't play in the second half of the season as much as I wanted to. But yeah, mentally, you just got to put that behind you. It's always fresh. So that whatever happens, happens. You've just got to come in and I prepared myself as well as I could over the summer, come back for training, give it all over pre-season and hopefully get me opportunity. That's only way you can look at it, really. But I think everyone's come back and done that. Everyone's in really good spirits. and then we know the hard work's just started, and we need to continue that.
When you did get a chance last season, Martin, you did impress. I remember the Cardiff game, you had bandaged up and everything in that one, but really put in a strong performance. I mean, were you a bit surprised that you didn't feature as often as you did?
Obviously, when I signed at the club last August, I wanted to play. I mean, every professional player does. They want to play as much as possible. Obviously, didn't work out great at first, which I was disappointed with. But, I think that it's a difficult one, really, the manager's decision. I thought Gardner and Lira did very well, especially in the second half of the season. They did excellent, so it wasn't like I could really go in and say, oh, look, Gaffer, it's going to happen, do you know what I mean? Because they were doing very well. So you have to look at it like that sometimes. But, I just want to, like I say, I've come back. I've got myself in the best shape I can. I want to be able to show what I can do over the pre-season and hopefully get an opportunity. But that's up to the manager and it's his decision.
Was there any part of you that considered your future and pondered whether, there may be guaranteed football elsewhere?
Obviously everyone's a professional footballer and whatever happens, happens. For me, if nothing happened, I was just going to concentrate on coming back to Sheffield Wednesday, the first day back pre-season, like I said, get myself in the best shape possible and really kick on from there. Whatever happens, happens. There's not much you can do about it, really. So I'm concentrating on doing my best for Sheffield Wednesday and getting myself fit for the season.
One of the players who has signed at Wednesday is Jack McGomer. I've heard positive reports on his impression in training so far. What kind of a player is he?
Really good. Everything that I've seen of him so far. I mean, we haven't done a great amount of football, but the bits we have done, he looks very sharp. He looks like he's got a lot of pace up there. And you can tell he's got the qualities. I think he started at one of the top clubs, so you can tell he's got them qualities that you get when you've trained with the quality players before. So you see that. So yeah, I'm sure it's an excellent acquisition to the squad.
Round about this time of year, there's always a few trialists kicking around too. Does that keep you on your toes when you're coming up against players that you maybe don't know all that much about, and they're obviously trying to impress to perhaps earn a contract?
Yeah, of course it does. Yeah, I mean, you see players coming in and out. Like you said, just keep you on your toes. You know that if you're not performing, they'll bring players in. That's the way football clubs work, and you always have to give 100% and make sure your performances are good enough to keep you in the team if you're there. So trialists help to do that for the players, and obviously it's an opportunity for them to come in and show what they can do. And there's a few in at the moment, and I'm sure for the next couple of weeks they can really show what they can do over the more football-based sessions in the game. But they're fitted in well with the boys. I mean, it's always difficult coming in to start pre-season as a trialist. You just want to play football. You want to show what you can do on the pitch. The running side of it and the fitness. I mean, the boys yesterday obviously probably weren't expecting to be sparring with a world champion boxer, but they all did it really well and joined in, and it was, I'm sure it was good for them.